Hello, welcome back. 25 North, folks. How's it going? We're hanging over here. We're giving each other heart attacks.
It's going good. We're high energy. So I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't call it high energy. It's more just I'm so tired I've become delirious, so...
Perfect. That works just as well. Well, Lou was mentioning being tired before.
And not then, anymore.
No, now your blood's pumping.
Yeah, I had a heart attack from my own fucking boyfriend. I was lying on the ground before we were recording because I haven't gotten a test to see, like, oh, how soft is, like, the flooring in my recording room? And I laid down and I was like, yeah, the floor is pretty soft. Then here comes fucking barreling man who'd be like, what are you doing? And I screamed.
Were you able to sneak up on that door with stealth?
Because my headphones are actually pretty
still
good.
Had the headphones.
Yeah, yeah, I still had my headphones in. If I didn't have those in, I probably would have heard him coming over. Because I was like, something doesn't feel right. I don't like this. I don't like this.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's my plan from across the room.
Yeah, and I pissed myself a little. Thanks, Jackson. Maybe it's so scared, you fuck. Proud of yourself, you motherfucker.
It's okay. I'll get some karma for that today.
You're going to get karma. I'm not packing your lunch.
It all comes back around. The secret is just don't do it today. Don't do it in a week. Do it in an indeterminate amount of time when nobody expects it. That's how you ultimately gain revenge.
I'm joking, by the way. Obviously, I'm packing your lunch the same time I'm packing my lunch. I saw the face you made.
So we've been fighting. Speaking of large barreling men.
Sorry.
I'll let it play.
Yeah, we've been fighting some pretty big creatures lately,
y'all.
So I wanted to know, folks, what's the biggest creature you've seen in real life? Because, like, your PCs have been fighting these Scornathas, and you're about to fight some Shale Chargers, and... Yeah, and there's some... And when you first got to the island, you fought that huge...
That tree thing, right? Or was that the... Yeah.
You did fight the tree thing, but you also fought that big, the roof thing, the roof beetle.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. The roof
with all the legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
well, even Zaba is 13 feet tall. He's not small by any means.
It's true.
Yeah, but I mean, some of these creatures have made Zaba look small, so.
It made Zaba look like a medium creature.
He'll never admit to that.
No, obviously not, but. So I wanted to know, what are some of the biggest creatures you've actually seen in real life? I mean, I have to assume that Corey's probably seen a moose, and those things are fucking enormous.
Yeah, I've had first-hand run-ins with moose and elk and caribou, bears, like black, grizzly. But yeah, that's essentially the biggest you get in Canada, unless you get off into the ocean and then you get whales and orcas and stuff, but I haven't spent any time doing such things. I'm pretty landlocked even now, having moved into the mountains from the prairies. Still no ocean here. But yeah, like those are definitely amongst the biggest that I've been around. I worked with horses for a while, so I got pretty comfortable around them. And these were big, like working farm horses. So they were definitely not small animals. But yeah, other than that, you know, typical zoo fare. Rhinos, hippos.
So my wife's uncle, God rest his soul, he passed away a few years ago. Her mother's side of the family is Native American. So my wife's like half Native American. So they went hunting on the reservation up in northern Minnesota, up in the Arrowhead area of the state, and they went bow hunting for moose. And there's an 8-hour video of them tracking a moose that they shot with a bow. because you got to imagine, like, you know how big moose are, and they hit this thing with a bow, and they tracked it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just it. Like, the insurance company from Saskatchewan for a while ran an insurance ad through the radio, and the tagline was literally, "If you hit a moose with your car, you will die." It was in such clear, definitive terms that I will never forget it. Which I guess means it was probably a successful ad campaign.
Yeah, I mean, they're twice the size of a cow. Like, it's ridiculous how big they are.
Oh yeah, and cows are just big dogs.
Cows big, are stupid big dogs. Puppies.
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, for me, I think it had to be. Like, I don't think I've seen anything bigger than an actual, like, Great Dane in real life. Like, my friends had a Great Dane. They had a Great Dane. But, like, in the zoo kind of area, we went to Disney World in November, and we went to Animal Kingdom. And you can do a safari there. And we went on the safari in Animal Kingdom, and... like, it's a huge, massive park area where they just kind of take you through the trails. And we went up to the giraffes, and the guy pulled up right next to one of the trees. And the giraffe was right there. And the branch was, like, 3 feet from me. And I saw its tongue, like, come out. And like I said, it was like 3 feet from me. It was so close. I could feel like the heat from its breath. Like, it was crazy. And that tongue is...
giraffes got crazy long tongues.
Mm-hmm. They do.
That tongue was super fucking long. And purple.
Yeah, just very strange animals through and through, let's be honest.
So true.
They really are. They're really weird animals.
Yeah.
And they are officially, what is the term? They've officially become a protected species, meaning there's only there's under 200,000 of them in the wild now. So conservation efforts globally through zoos and stuff have really upticked in the past like 6-7 years. With their breeding programs and that kind of thing. So hopefully giraffes won't be going anywhere anytime soon because they're weird, crazy animals I don't totally believe exist, but yeah.
I wonder how the Colorado Springs Zoo is going to be doing with that, because that's where I grew up, was Colorado Springs, Colorado, and that zoo is renowned for their giraffes that they have there. Like, one of the cool attractions that you could do is you could straight up feed them graham crackers and see that weird-ass purple tongue in action.
That's so cute!
So, I wonder if they're doing some stuff for that. I would say that giraffes have probably been my biggest animal I've seen that has been a land creature. The biggest water creature that I have seen has definitely been an orca.
Oh, yeah.
We've got SeaWorld, or a SeaWorld not very, very far away from us, so all sorts of aquatic animals there. Water creatures get big. They get very big.
They do.
There's some really cool footage out of Tofino, which is in the British Columbia province here in Canada, of orcas actually eating moose as they're swimming between islands. Yeah, orcas are true alpha predators for anything that touches water, and you gotta respect it.
Oh, yeah. But I think the biggest animal I have seen that has not been in captivity was when I was in Colorado, we once had a black bear on our back porch that knocked off a bird feeder and started eating from it. So that was a little wild to watch, because, like, between... where I was sitting, because I was at my computer desk, and where the bear was, it was probably 10 feet of space and a glass pane. And that was it.
Huh.
Hey, he's more interested in that bird seed.
Yeah,
most gators are pretty skittish.
Those sunflower seeds, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I hadn't thought about water animals. I saw dolphins in the wild once, long time ago, and then I.
Yeah, and dolphins are like person-sized, right?
Something like that.
I don't know. Big-ish.
Okay.
I mean, they're not like as big as orcas, but I've seen bears, and you know, when we visit family out in Washington. Otherwise, yeah, elephants, giraffes, all those zoo creatures.
It reminds me of the Mike Birbiglia joke. If you see a black bear run down a hill, if you see a grizzly bear run up a, or climb up a tree, if you see a polar bear, give it a Coke.
There's a limerick to that too, where it's like, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. If it's white, say goodnight. There's no fair winning enough against the polar bear.
Mm-mm.
Or you do not win. If you're in an area with high bear populations,
get out.
Get bear spray. It clips right onto your bag. And if you don't want to do that, bear bangers. Can't buy them in Canada, but you sure get them down in the States.
I wasn't expecting to hear the name Bear Bangers today. And honestly, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to unsee anything else in my brain when I first heard the word.
Yeah, that's where I went to.
Cool, thanks. Halcyon from Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, they're essentially like firecrackers you throw between yourself and the bear to scare them away because they're quite sensitive to noises.
Oh. Mm.
You gotta be careful. You don't want to throw them behind the bear because then you're chasing it towards yourself, and that's not where my mind went. Big mistake.
Nope. Halcyon, Baldur's Gate 3. Immediately where I went, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I got the achievement.
Don't sound so upset about it.
Took a mortal blow to it. I'm like, oh no, what a shame. I guess for me, because I didn't even think about aquatic animals until you guys brought it up. Technically, I have seen a whale shark, but I did see that at a zoo.
Those things are huge.
They're huge, dude. They're really cool, though. I've seen a whale shark at a zoo. At a zoo when I was much younger, when I lived up in California, near like the LA area. But then I guess most recently would be an elephant. And that was technically in captivity, technically, like, not, because it was at a Ren Fair. And you could ride the elephant.
It's a working animal.
Yeah, it's a working animal.
Yeah, I'd say that's captivity.
She had a job.
And anything, it's indentured.
Yeah, if anything, she's got a 9-to-5 job, so really she's suffering like the rest of us.
She's surf.
The biggest animal that I've seen, not in working in a 9-to-5 situation like that, was a horse. I got to ride a horse bareback when my dad was working at a cabinet company, and the owner was like, "Hey, I've got a bunch of horses," and I was coming over for like the day. He's like, "Did any of your kids want to ride it?" And my little brother was like, "I don't want to touch a horse. It's freaking me out." And I was like, "I want to ride a horse." And so I got to ride a horse, I think, for like an hour and a half, basically.
Bareback. Yeah. Wow, that's some skill.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Bareback hurts. I've tried it a few times.
I was able to ride a horse. I felt like I was having my spirit movement.
Nice.
I feel like horses are simultaneously one of the most majestic creatures and one of the most unhinged creatures.
Oh my god, horses are so dumb, but also so cool.
They taste really good.
All right, we didn't need to get there.
I haven't had the chance.
I'm being honest.
Have you had horse jerky? Like, what's up now? Now I'm curious.
So I used to live in Europe, and in Europe, horse meat is just kind of like beef. Like, it just is.
Oh.
See, I can't think of eating horse meat without thinking of Game of Thrones and the Dothraki, because that's just all they do is just eat horse meat.
It's a more of a North American custom with the ties to the Native American populace who have tied themselves spiritually to the horses, which aren't indigenous to North America, but were brought over on early vessels.
From Asia.
Yeah. So like horses aren't from here originally. They aren't in huge quantities. They weren't bred for consumption ever in North America like they were elsewhere, but that was after the move away from things like beef and pork and a lot of those places as well. But we've pretty well normalized those industries.
Industrialized it, even.
That's crazy.
My animal conservation brain's going wild tonight, apparently. All the facts are right there.
I love it. Hell yeah. Animal time.
But now we get to fight some shale chargers, folks. Last episode was basically nonstop combat.
It's about to be nonstop combat again, I feel like.
You're welcome.
Yeah, y'all fought a huge Scornatha, which is basically looked like a big old walking crustacean creature with pincers. Basically a humanoid crab.
It's now time for crab.
Crab people. Crab battle! His claws are massive. am I too old? Am I aging myself?
No, I am familiar. I was just holding back.
Snake, Snake. Where are you? crab battle. Crab battle. And then a couple of normal, medium-sized scadbox. That's the one with that looks like basically an armored gorilla with a Cthulhu face. And those are the ones with that musk that sent Timothy memory tizzy. And then you fought another Scornatha that was the one who was helping the swarm assassin create skin suits.
Real bummer name, gonna say.
Over in the skin suit prep room. And after taking care of business there, you healed up and then decided to check out what was behind the locked gates. And sure enough, behind the locked gates is basically a holding pen with a bunch of crystalline shards and spears and spikes surrounding said pen. And two large shale chargers who have been starved and are hungry and are looking for a meal. And yeah, we rolled initiative and we're going to go ahead and begin the encounter with top of round one. We got Timothy.
Gross. I really don't want to move first in this scenario. I've got a big fucking frog blocking me, basically.
You can always hold.
Yeah, I want to hold just for a little bit. I am going to stay where I'm at. Oh, you know what? Because I remembered we just literally were in combat not that long ago, for a second. I think I'm going to use one of my focus things really quick to get embodiment of battle just ready.
Oh, yeah. 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 So you still have to witness the ancient battles.
Yes.
Prepared. So yeah, you can get an embodiment of battle.
Yes. Okay. Just doing this as a little precaution as I hold my action afterwards.
Well, so if you
if you
can't hold your you can't delay your turn if you use
an action. Oh, okay then. Then never mind. I don't do this and I just wait. I sit there pretty.
You can use your action and then recall knowledge.
Yeah. You're right, I could do that. What am I thinking? Yeah, let me do that really quick. I'm going to then, first action, do embodiment of battle. Second action, I want to recall knowledge on this stinker.
Alrighty.
And then...
target it and hit that recall knowledge.
You did.
Oh, wow. Good roll.
Hell yeah.
Really good roll.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so this is a shale charger. They're basically an extraordinarily large subspecies of the shale spitter. But unlike their sedentary cousins, shale chargers are far more active in their pack's ever-expanding search for new mineral deposits. Rushing forth on its cascading rows of legs and slamming its reinforced chitinous plating into anything in its path, the charger silently demands anyone opposing it stand aside and it doesn't ask twice. Chargers can burrow at great speed, rapidly digging through even solid rock, opening up new tunnels for their smaller comrades to explore. Whereas the more common shale spitter might embed themselves in an area and spend months or even years scouring a single cavern for minerals, a charger essentially feeds as it goes. Its simple digestive system sorts soil and sand from a nutrient-rich content as quickly as it can churn through the earth. And you get to ask three things about it.
Ooh, shit. Okay. What is this thing weak to?
There are no weaknesses.
Bummer.
Good thing to know.
Yeah. What is this thing immune to?
It cannot bleed.
Huh.
It is immune to bleed.
Okay.
You want to know its resistance?
Yes.
You finish that?
I was going to say, what makes it go, what's its button to press it, turn it off?
Okay.
No, but what's its resistances?
So it's immune to bleed, and it's resistant to piercing and slashing damage.
Kind of cringe. Damn it.
So you got to bludgeon this thing.
Yeah. All right. So Timothy will relay that information to everybody. And with my last action, I would say that because of what we were doing before, Timothy was probably holding his implement.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a glimpse. Yeah, I want to do glimpse vulnerability.
All right, so you get a +2 to damage. You glimpse a vulnerability, select a creature. Until you glimpse again, the target gains -2 against your unarmed
and weapon strikes.
Weapon strikes. Yep. Phenomenal.
I end my turn.
All righty. Well, ye old shale charger gets to go, and they are hungry. So the first one's going to get to go, and I can actually show you the names because you know what these are. So a pensive shale charger is the first one, and they will go. And so it will spend 2 actions now that the doors are open.
Oh no,
that's its burrow speed. Okay.
Oh, no. I didn't think it could burrow.
All right. It's going to come up. So it's going to burrow. Now that the door is open, it's going to burrow underneath Zaba and come up right underneath Vesuviak and Timothy. And as it does, when the charger moves through the when it moves through the space of a large or smaller creature, the creature must attempt. So Zaba, Timothy, and Vesuviak, the three of you need to make me that reflex save.
Oh, I don't really want to, though. I don't really have to, right?
So Vesuviak. All right. So Vesuviak got rolled 14 for a 23. That's a fail. Timothy rolled a 19 for a 29. That's a success. And Zaba rolled an 11 for a 22, and that is a fail. So, for Timothy, you get 13 bludgeoning damage, and you are knocked aside into an adjacent space. So let me
move me.
There you go. And let me pull it up again. And for Zaba and Vesuviak, you take 17 damage and both of you are knocked prone.
Even though I'm not in it, the square it's finishing in?
Yeah, because it burrowed underneath you.
Gotcha.
So it's almost like imagine that as it's burrowing underneath you, there's like an earthquake kind of a crevice as the earth rumbles beneath your feet. And the both of yous are going to be prone as the unsettling. Boop. And so that was two actions. Well, Timothy, actually, you get to choose. Where do you want to move? Do you want to move next to Syl or next to Vesuviac?
Where would it, like, I'm trying to think where it would have, where that creature really would have flung him to. So where I was at originally is fine, because that is where I got flung to. That is where the RP, like, that is okay. Where you have told me.
Fair enough. And for its third and final action, it is going to take a horn strike as it comes up from the earth, looks right at Syl, and is going to take a horn strike right at Syl. And that is a hit for 18 damage to Syl.
Ouch.
As that horn just pierces you right in the shoulder.
So we all have healing potions, right? Just as an FYI, let me just redo a group check. Do we have healing potions?
Alrighty, and we go to Syl. It's your turn.
Yeah, this thing's conveniently right between me and Subiak, so I will just drop into a stance and smack at it.
Smack it amongst
you. You know, my slashing and piercing weapon. Oh, sorry, I forgot to target it. 27 to hit.
27 is a hit.
Okay.
Nice.
And there's the damage. 16 piercing.
Alright, it takes that 16.
Okay. And
it takes some of that damage. Yeah.
I will remind the group as I run back into this corner that it also has a breath weapon. Stay apart.
I forgot to do something I could have done. No, I can't do it right now. Damn it.
That's it.
I just remembered. Fuck.
All right. Oh, so you struck and...
ran away.
Yeah, I struck and then spread out.
Struck, and stance. Move.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you stanced. Okay, that's right. So you stance for your first action. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, Zaba, it is your turn.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but Zaba will spend his first action to stand.
Mm-hmm.
His second action, thanks to the new rules, I believe it's a single action to swap weapons.
Correct.
So knowing... what Timothy provided, he will put away his beautiful, beautiful sword and instead draw just as menacing a hammer. So that's my second action to exchange to my plus one Zuggle hammer.
Smash it with a hammer.
That's about all I can do. So yeah, I will take essentially a retaliatory strike against the one that came burrowing through us.
Hell yeah. And
see what that hammer do.
Oh, ho, big hit. 17 nice. On the die for 32. That's a hit.
Numbers aren't as big as the sword, but 16 points of bludgeoning.
It takes it all. All right. Well, another shell charger is going to come on through. And it's going to go.
He doesn't want to charge Zaba in the doorway?
He does. Burrowed right through Zaba and Vesuviac.
I just missed it. Oh, dear God.
So the reactive strike.
Yeah, it's movement through me, so it would trigger as a movement action.
But it's burrowed underneath you.
Would the burrowing itself, when it initially goes underground, trigger it? Because he would be within my reach, I believe.
So in a straight line... charging. Yeah, I guess I think that would, because it is considered a move and it initially burrows and you're within the reach. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Cool. Thank you. Let's see how this goes.
That's a hit.
Cool. The hammer's doing me well. 13 on the die for a 28. Provides us with a juicy, big roll. 19 points of bludgeoning damage. That's a 7 and an 8 on the 2d8.
Okay, now we need some reflex saves from both Vesuviac and Zaba. Oof. Oh no, Zaba, that's a natural one.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I'm gonna tap into the tide of destiny and reroll that using a hero point. Oh, for a natural two.
For a natural awesome. Two.
No.
Well, it is faded. Who am I to deny the dice?
Well, and Vesuviak rolled a 16 for a 25 for a success. So a success, Vesuviak, you take 10 bludgeoning damage and is knocked aside as the creature chooses an adjacent square and steps there, but you are prone, so you cannot step, so you just stay right where you are.
Okay.
And Zaba, you take the critical failure effect, which is 7d6.
Oh!
31 damage. And you are pushed in a straight line along the shale charger's path. The creature stops moving at the end of the shale charger's stride. So you, I guess you would be right there.
Okay, I can work with this. This is the best part about it so far. I'm also going to guess I'm knocked prone.
Let me see here.
No, surprisingly, you're not. And in fact, you're even given a little ice cream cone as a treat for being such a good boy.
The critical fairy doesn't say prone.
Oh, all right.
So?
This is just Zaba getting caught up in the horns and trying his best to bludgeon it along the ride.
Yeah, I mean, you did, instead of being knocked prone, you did take 31 damage.
Jeez. Yeah, that's not a big deal.
All right, Vesuviak, you're up.
How far can I crawl?
All right, let's look up the crawl rules.
I think it's half speed, unless they've changed it.
No, I think you have to actually take.
It's feet. 5 feet by moving by crawling.
Yeah, it's 5 feet. It's half speed if you take a feet for it. It's 5 feet.
Okay.
So it's essentially a step.
But yeah. But it triggers reactions.
Alright. First thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna stand up.
Okay.
And then sorry.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
And then I am going to God. You put me in a difficult spot here.
What?
No.
Gotta take my second action to do a shield bash against the shale charger. Actually, no, sorry. My second action is to take a 5 foot step to stand right next to Timothy.
Okay.
Oh,
so I can be in a flanking position with the shale charger and Zaba. And I'm going to do a shield bash attack with the obsidian boss on my fancy new shield.
Whoa!
Which is a 20, not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
Damn.
Alrighty. Well, Timothy, you're up.
Sick. First action is going to continue managing the my embodiment of battle. So maintaining that. The next thing I am going to do is I am going to I'm gonna swing at this fucking thing in front of me using my shale spear.
Would it also be flanked in this situation?
Yeah, it would.
Oh, sick. Okay. And then plus I have. So okay, let me make sure I got this. I'm rolling the thing right now. Well, I don't think.
No.
But it's off guard. Then plus my thing with the. That's not gonna hit.
A 4 on the die for an AC 13 is not gonna hit.
Shh, let me believe, Jason. Well then. God damn it. Okay. Well, there goes one of the things I always wanted to do. Cannot attack. I already have control ability on this thing. Final action.
You can attack again if you want.
I could attack again, and I think I'm gonna attack again. Fuck it, we ball, we attack again.
Natural one.
Dice might be against us a little bit here tonight.
Hey, gang, it was nice knowing you. I'm really glad I thought up of the backup of Timothy.
I don't think these things are going to see you as much of a threat.
Yeah, I threw my little fucking gay wand at it, and it said, oh.
Maybe the easiest meal.
Yeah, it's like,
Well, ye old pensive shale charger.
Hey, buddy.
To go.
You want me and to turkey?
It will, it's going to spew some shale. It's going to spew some shale.
Does it really have to, though? It doesn't have to. Please, is it true?
Syl and Zaba.
Ouch. Oh, thank God. And sorry, it's not me.
Is this another LA monster? I just got to check.
No, this was created by, this was the gold medal winner. Or the grand prize winner.
From that same contest, though?
From the first contest.
Oh, that's a great sign. Okay.
So, I need you guys to make me... Oh, no, I rolled for my creature.
It succeeded! It succeeded!
Yeah, we'll take your success.
Need you to roll that.
Ooh, forest.
Four and a four for two failures.
Dude, instead of it being the two crew, it's the four crew now. It's went up by two.
This rate will be unstoppable.
And so you both take 15 damage.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
And this is, as it spews, it opens up its jaw and spews forth like razor sharp shale, like pieces of shale rock right at you, just gouging through you and slicing up your skin. Okay. And for its final action, it will turn to Vesuviak.
Why?
Not why. I've been attacking it most.
It will strike at Vesuviak.
Fucker!
With its horn for...
Fuck. I'm legally obligated to say that that's a hit.
Yep. For 16 piercing damage to Vesuviak.
I'm legally obligated to say ow.
All right, Syl, you are... oh, hold on. It takes its one bludgeoning damage, but guess what?
Better not heal up.
It does take one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because it's bludgeoning. Like, oh, wow, what a shame.
Because I can do bludgeoning
I guess
damage.
What? It recovered.
Oh, eat my entire pant, you motherfucker.
So he's probably going to.
Yeah, he's going to eat all of us.
Yeah, he's going to eat us. Quick vibe check, how are we feeling?
It'd be great if we can retreat, but I don't think we can.
We can't! We're in a bad position!
Yeah, I'm gonna
do that. That sphincter closed.
Oh, the one. It's fine. We've got more guts. I will do a skirmish strike to step up and swing at it.
Hey, you got flank.
With Timothy.
Hey, you're welcome.
And Vesuviak, technically.
Double flanking!
That means I get plus four. Oh, look, another four. God.
Another four.
I did it.
Good, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very you proud of my accomplishments. And a second strike.
Oh, shit, ooh, thank God.
The flanking helped.
It hit.
Here you go. 13 slashing damage.
One persistent bludgeon.
And, yeah. And then I'm going to move... down this hallway so that I want 5 more feet of movement so that I'm trying to spread out.
Yeah,
that's not as spread out as I was imagining, but yep, back towards the entry for our ill-fated retreat. Done.
Alright, Zaba.
Alright, I need to put in some work.
Zaba's not doing good.
I'm not doing great, and I don't feel like I have the action economy to make myself better. So instead, I'm just gonna do what Zaba do, and start swinging first on the pensive shale charger directly to the north of Vesuviak and Timothy.
Oh my God, a hero!
17 on the die for a
fuck yeah, critical hit. We need that.
That's a crit. Oh. Unfortunately, you're not raging, so you can't get the crit effect.
That is true.
But it's a crit on bludgeoning damage.
Mm-hmm.
So huge. It's all going to go through.
Amazing.
Well, decent. That's 30 points of bludgeoning.
Big hit. Big, big hit.
All right. I will swing down on it again, seeing that successful. This time at my first map bonus. We're going to see the whole spectrum tonight, I think. Another 17 for a 27.
That's another hit.
Middling roll for 9 points of bludgeoning.
Yeah, but okay. It's bludgeoning. It's not...
It's not resisting any of it.
Yeah, exactly. Nope.
All right, and then I'm going to take one more on him, hoping to finish him off. Only at a plus 5, so this will be tight.
Ooh.
Oh, 18
and
on the
die. Hold on. It's going to use a reaction.
Ooh.
Stinky.
And it's going to curl up and making that attack a miss. So it curls up, gaining plus 2 to its AC against the attack. But it is going to be slowed 1. It loses an action.
Oh,
until
huge.
It spends an action to uncurl.
Yeah, now we've turned it into a bowling ball into this room where we are a bunch of pins.
But it can only use 2 actions.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that will be Zaba's final actions in this world.
Oh my god, don't say that!
Well, this concerned shale charger has not used its spew shale yet. So it's going to do that. All right. We're going to turn this cone.
We're going to turn this cone into something silly.
Right.
Well, that's kind of gross.
So it's going to use the cone and able to get Syl, Vesuviac, and Timothy in the cone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need the 3 of you to make that reflex save.
Oh.
Natural
20. Well, there's a natural 20 from Vesuviac. There is a success from Syl and a failure from Timothy.
Any chance? This is just a quick aside. Does this count as a melee unarmed attack? Like spew weapon?
No.
Fuck, okay. Just had a last. This is just because I'm being a little silly. Don't mind me.
All right. Well, Vesuviac, you don't take any damage.
Ah, oh, nice! Thank God!
But, Syl, you can take half of 14, and Timothy, you take all of 14.
Oh, sweet! Oh, thank God, I thought it was going to be like, you take 30 damage. Well,
all right.
Still up.
And for its third and final action, it's going to look at Zaba. He looks pretty tasty. Let's go ahead and take a horn attack on him.
All too rational.
That's a hit for
no.
23, and Zaba goes down to dying 1.
Hey, so Corey, can you tell me a little bit more about your backup character?
All right, and Zaba, he's right where she should be in the turn order. So now we go to Vesuviac.
First thing I do is I gotta cast two action heal spell on Zaba. Wake up, we still need you, please. Alright, 38 back for Zaba, so that's at least better than we were before. I gotta trust Timothy to take out the rest of the shale charger, so I'm going to use one of my focus points to cast Lay on Hands on myself.
Okay.
Alright, and that is all I can do.
Good turn. You pumped out, what was that, 48, 56 hit points of damage?
Yeah.
Alright, Timmy like... Tim, you're up.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy. One action is going to be spent to make sure I keep my embodiment of battle still going. And then, fuck, it hit. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to. I was like, can I throw? And I'm like, no, because that's going to do way less damage. Okay. Motherfucker.
That was a 8 on the die.
Yeah.
That's not gonna do it.
Yeah, it was. I could try to re-roll it. I've got a hero point for it, but... Cause that's gonna be with it being not at, like, the lowest amount. Fuck it. I'm gonna use a hero point for it. I'm just gonna try. Wanna re-roll that.
Okay. That's a crit miss.
Me!
It went even worse.
Alright, let's do it now with the +4 to it instead. I want to die. This sucks.
That's a natural one.
Okay, but I've hit this thing enough. And so Timothy, I think at this point, with every single hit, he's purposely making himself look loud and annoying. So he is the only one that is targeted by this thing. And I think that's purposely why he is trying to fucking fail so much.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Please, please attack me. Just attack me, you fuck.
All right. Yeah, it is its turn. It's not, it doesn't want to uncurl.
I wonder why.
And instead, it's just going to look at Timothy and, yeah, it's going to attack Timothy.
Cool.
It's going to hit Timothy with its horn.
Awesome, please
number
hit
one.
Me.
Gonna hit cool. Timothy critically.
Well,
critically.
Hey, guess what, motherfucker? Reaction, idiot! Pee your pants! You hit me! You activated the 1d6 fire plus persistent fire damage now.
Alright. So, adjacent creature attacks you with a melee attack. Your attunement to your apparition gives you enhanced resilience and a retaliatory defense. You gain resistance equal to your level against the triggering attack, and so roll that.
The fire damage.
Yep.
Give me a 6. I'll take 4 fire damage.
Plus persistent fire damage.
Yes, so we have persistent bludgeoning and fire. I think on this.
And whatever. You're level 6, so whatever
yes.
I roll, take 6 off of.
So that's 20...
Hold on, I need to roll the damage.
Oh, yeah.
30. So 29.
So... I guess there's a way to take 29 damage. Let me just do that real quick.
Yeah, that would have taken you down to...
That
would have put you to dying. If it wasn't for that resistance, yeah.
Yeah! Let me just do that really quick, so... Sorry, I have to actually do math now. -6, but... Okay. So yeah, literally I would be, I'm at 6 hit points exactly.
And second and final action because it is slowed.
Miss
going
now.
To attempt to bite Timothy one more time.
Miss me. I fucking dare you to.
Hey, it missed. Now we go to, oh, hold on. There's that persistent fire damage. It'll take the 1. Roll that recovery check for... No, that's a fail. All right, Syl, you're up.
Did it take its bludgeoning as well?
Oh, yeah. It takes the bludgeoning as well.
Yeah.
Is it
roll the recovery check. And that's a fail.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Striking, whatever it's called. Step and strike.
Skirmish strike?
Yeah, thank you. And then attacking. There's no... flanking from here, that's fine. Oof.
7 on the die is a miss.
Okay. I was hoping to back up and battle medicine myself. I will strike again before leaving. Ugh. I
3
just,
on the die.
Yep. I'll be back here. I'll be back. It's fine. Moving back out of the group that I made last time.
Okay. Zaba, you are prone, and your weapon is no longer in your hand.
Well. Let me just drop that on the ground here, just so I can see what I'm working with. Yeah, I think first action will simply to be to pick up the hammer. Second action, to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And third action to finish off this one that has so conveniently curled itself into a ball.
4.
quickly let me make sure that's what I want to do. I just want to read a feat. Keep stealing all my actions. Let's roll back one step. I will pick up my weapon. I will not stand up. I will stay prone. And instead, I will use my second action to rage from the ground.
Oh, okay.
I want those sweet, sweet temporary hit points.
It's probably a good call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I am still going to swing at the one curled in a ball. And we're hoping for a big roll here. All right.
Oh, man.
Off guard didn't balance that out for me.
No. Nope.
Flanking bonus.
Nope.
Damn.
It's AC's. Since it's curled up, it's AC's higher.
I figured. I really want to kill this thing. So you know what? I'm going to risk Zaba, and I'm going to use a hero point to reroll it.
Your last hero point. That's a hit.
All right. That's what we were looking for. All right. That is 15 points of bludgeoning damage to it.
Oh, almost, but not quite.
Son of a biscuit. All right. That is Zaba. I will never get to use that feat.
The concerned. Well, he's concerned that you're back up.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So he will spend an action. Once again, horning you. That's a hit for 9 on the dice. A hit for 18. Chewed up all your temp.
No problem. That's fine.
And another horn. That's a hit. 16 on the die is a hit for a 16. And for its... Oh, what does it want to do for its last action? Oh, boy. Does it want to go for a horn attack? Yeah, it's dumb.
It probably wants to go for a horn attack. Let's be real.
But that's going to be a miss with that minus 10.
Thank goodness for minus 10s.
Well, Vesuviac.
Second verse, same as the first. We're going to do a two-action heal spell on Zaba. And then I'm going to...
Oh, much bigger, too.
There we
41
go.
This time.
And then instead of healing Timothy, I want the shield charger dead.
Yeah,
so
take
bad.
It out. Trust
I'm
me.
I'm going to use the shield boss for shield bash. 19
oh,
on the die for a 31
on the die.
To hit.
It's not a crit, but it's a hit.
And that is 11 points of damage.
It's gone. Oh. It's gone.
I knocked it over.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Suviak lets out an audible sigh of relief at this point. At least now that the immediate danger is not there.
We still got one more.
Yeah.
All right, Timothy. It is your turn.
I'm about to do something really fucking dumb. No, it's dumb in the sense of I have to not have one thing on me. Okay, so I am not going to re-up on the embodiment of battle.
Oh,
because it
okay.
gives me a minus 2 status penalty to my spell attack modifiers and my spell DC.
That's true.
I am going to go up for my first action. Going to go up to this thing. Be basically right next to it, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to use my third level spell of Vampiric Feast on this motherfucker.
All right, let's see what it can roll for fortitude.
Your pants, please.
Crit success. Nothing. Zero damage.
Could I, like, use a hero point to force it to reroll?
If you want to use your hero point to force me to reroll...
How are we feeling? Because it's my last hero point, y'all.
If you want to use it...
I would say save it, personally.
I'm going to save it. Fuck. There goes Vampiric Feast. That was the thing I was banking on healing me, though. Because it's 66 void damage, and I get healed back for half.
So,
yep. I can't get flanked with Zaba. Zaba doesn't like battle medicine. I will move up next to Timothy and battle medicine him. Because I can do that too.
My hero.
Come on. There goes. We'll see. I don't have automatic successes like Vesuviak.
I'm gonna laugh if you're the thing that fucking takes me out of this world.
Yeah, I'm gonna accidentally stab you a little. It's okay. No, I did it. Six whole life.
You're great now. Timothy smiles lopsidedly. I'm gonna live forever.
Yeah, no complaining.
No.
And then I will do my last action to skirmish strike this guy. Oh, good. Nat one. Step back.
Run away.
Well, Zaba, what you got going?
Well, I'm not super happy about being knocked down almost multiple times. And now there's only one of these big ugly bugs. So I am going to swing away at him.
You gonna stand up or are you doing it from prone?
Oh.
You take a negative to hit from prone.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's a -2 if I remember correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it adds up quick. Yeah, I'm gonna stand up just so it can knock me prone next turn, but that's fine. And then, I'm just gonna rain 2 angry blows down on it. 23 on the first one.
Yep. Oh, natural 20.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You're a crit. Nice. And you're raging.
And I am raging. So, let's see what this do. Never used this hammer, so I can't say I've looked up its critical specialization. It's all right. You saved anyways.
The critical specialization would have been to knock me prone with a reflex save against it.
Yes. That's good.
But, hey, I take all of that 28 damage.
Nice. Oh, that
juicy 28 points of damage.
Oh, that's a huge hit. All right. Well, it's going to spend 2 actions to burrow away. So you want to use your reactive strike? Your no escape?
Let me just read No Escape. I've had it forever. Never really comes in handy because I never rage. No, I will just strike it as it runs away from it.
Okay.
13 on the die for a 28.
That's a hit.
Nice little spank as it runs away for 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Spank. All right. Well, I need Vesuviak and Timothy to make me these reflex saves as it burrowed through your spaces.
No!
Fail. Oh, all right, here we go.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
22 to each.
Cool.
Timothy goes down.
Yep.
And so that will move Timothy to right before the charger. And Vesuviak, you also are now prone. And for its final action, it's going to hurl a rock at Vesuviak.
Add insult to injury, I see.
Oh, please.
I just ask that it not knock me down.
That's a hit because you're prone?
God damn it, no!
For 15.
I'm down.
Vesuviak is down.
That did exactly enough damage to knock me down.
All right, now we go to Syl.
Shit. Zaba, kill it quick. I will move in and battle medicine Vesuviak.
Don't crit fail.
It'll be fine.
Make him dying too.
It'll be fine. I'm really good at this.
Oh my god. Okay.
Not
okay.
Quite good enough, but I didn't
Not
hurt
Not quite
him.
Good enough. You didn't hurt him.
And then, I don't know how often this thing can burrow. I'm going to move back out of the way, because I already battle medicine Timothy. I should save that.
You have potions, right?
I do, but it would take actions to get them out, and I'm standing in a little clump with them, and I don't want to draw this thing back on top of all of us. So, back around the corner till next time, when I get out potions.
Done. All right. Zaba.
Well, you know what Zaba's gonna do.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sudden charge.
Yay. Yeah, sudden charge works. I was thinking maybe barreling charge just because of his friends in the way. Oh, no, I don't want a barreling charge. I'm gonna sudden charge for sure. Let me just click that. Which will allow me to dash up to twice towards my foe. Just stepping directly on top of Timothy and Vesuviak laying on the ground without any regard. And I'm actually going to get right up on this thing, which is a little bit abnormal because I like having reach, but no reason to stay away. And make my first strike as part of that charge. Well, that's a big old 5 on the die.
Not going to hit.
Cool. Well, let's try once more. Yeah, I got one more. Here's map. Let's see what we got. That's only a 10 on the die.
That's the same. Same AC.
Same result. But I'm there now.
All right, Timothy. You need to make a recovery check. So...
Okay, I see it.
Okay. Hey, you succeeded. Your dying condition goes down. You are just unconscious.
Cool. That's good.
Sick.
Now we go to Vesuviak.
I'm going to hero point myself up.
Okay.
Is there something I need to do on my end for that? Or...
No, just... I'll take care of it. Just get rid of your hero point.
And it gets rid of all of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Does that take any actions?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I should be at 1 health.
Hold on. Let me double check.
I think it's called heroic recovery, right? I like to think of them as godly interactions, but yeah, there's going to be something in the book about it.
God says, get better. God.
You just stabilize at 0, I think.
At the start of your turn, you lose a dying condition and stabilize at 0. You don't gain the wounded condition. Alright.
Okay.
So you're not at 1, you're at 0.
Okay, then, yeah. Still
so you're just unconscious, but you don't gain the wounded condition.
Okay, well that's good.
Alright. Charger's gonna go, and it has Zaba right in its face. So it's gonna horn. Boom. First strike is a 7. Oh, that was barely a hit. Holy moly. Okay. 4. 17 damage. Second action. Another one. 3 on the die is going to be a miss. Third action. Another one. And 12 on the die is also going to be a miss. Now we go back up to the top.
2 misses. Good news.
Very good news. Mm-hmm. Sill.
Okay. I'm going to move back up. Can I grab all of Vesuviak's healing potions for an action or just one?
No.
Yeah.
Just one.
Okay. Vesuviak, how many healing potions do you have?
It's a great question. How many do I have? I have a single one.
Cool. I grab it and, you know, pour it down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully very you gently. Can make this all... Yeah. I mean, it's a little rushed. You might have gagged
like
a little bit.
Time stops for a few moments.
Go back to dying one.
Oops, he's drowning.
That's 19 back to Vesuviak.
Oh yeah. My god.
Healing potion's not going to help. He's already dead.
That's all 3.
All right, Zaba.
Well,
can you take this thing out?
I'm going to try real hard.
Please, I'm manifesting it for you.
Yep, I'm just going to take 3 standard swings and hope I get her.
Oh, 16 on the die, that's a hit.
Nice.
Cool, I'll give you that there damage. Yeah, pretty low roll. 11
yeah,
points
11's,
total.
11's pretty low.
All right,
you at least did 11 damage.
That rage does help, now. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
There it is.
It succeeded on the save, so it's not prone. But, sir, how do you kill it?
I imagine that because it's so spiky, the hammer doesn't really penetrate. But it's kind of a sidelong
blow that launches it into the spikes that line this cavern that they were clearly using to keep them prisoners, so they must be able to hurt them. So yeah, he just wants to essentially just nail this thing like a golf ball into the spiky wall.
Nice. Get that soft underbelly right into the wall.
Yeah, whatever side hits, he's happy. As long as it doesn't get up.
That was the fight. Because, yeah, on its turn, it would have barreled. Absolutely. You guys are in a very straight line.
Yep.
But Vesuvia could have done stuff. It would have been good.
It's assuming I survived the charge.
No, you go before it. Your magic would have fixed everything. That's how magic works.
Oh, gotcha.
That's exactly how magic works.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just a cure-all.
It's the MacGuffin.
Well, the very first thing I'm going to do is magic Timothy back to life.
Yeah.
Magic him back to life, or just use your tools? Because he's stabilized already.
I mean, according to you, it's a difference.
One involves gods, one doesn't.
Well, it looks like I'm Timothy's god right now. That's 18 health back.
I think, what is it? Timothy gets healed and immediately shoots back up. It's like, oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Ow. Everything hurts.
That one's for you, Sil.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So in this cavern, while that's all happening, Zaba, as you come out of your rage, you're kind of just catching your breath, you know, kind of healed over, hands on your knees, after being taken down, being brought back up, that rage.
You know,
that
I got a lot of holes in me.
Yeah, that rage that you don't ever experience, because you don't like to experience, but you're catching your breath. You're catching your breath. You notice that in this prison cell, there is a crystal that happens to be slightly larger than the rest, growing out of one of the walls. And it actually kind of has your dark vision, your demon eyes, does show that it has like a very faint, pale emanation, like a pale light shimmering from it.
Oh yeah, Zaba will rip that thing out of the wall for sure.
I keep this trophy for winning.
Yeah, so when you rip it out of the wall, and let me actually throw up the...
Do I get cursed or anything immediately?
No.
Okay, cool.
But I could throw up the identifies for this.
I will make a check before I show it to anybody else in the party.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, you're not sure what it is.
It's wrong end of spectrum.
All right, yeah, I'll just baseball throw it at Timothy.
Hey, catch this magic rock.
Oh, what? Hits him on the head and he drops it, like, or he has it in his hands. Fuck. Ow.
That count as what, a dagger for the attack roll?
Yeah, yeah, he goes back down. He's at dying one again. Timothy looks at this glorified shiny rock after being dead for like a second there. But I guess he's gonna look at the shiny rock. Let's use a nature. I'm good at nature. A buoy.
You are good at nature, because let me identify it, and let me throw it in your party sheet.
Gasp! The party sheet.
Yeah. Well, here, I can actually show it. I think. Yes. There, I put it in the chat for you.
Ooh.
And then I'll throw it in the sheet.
You might as well throw it straight to Vesuviak. It lets you raise your shield block, even if you don't have your shield raised.
That's so good!
Well, and it is a talisman, so it's a one-and-done item.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's still a very cool item. I've been carrying around a talisman for a very long time.
Okay.
It's a very cool item. So this, for our listeners, this is called a Swift Block
Cabochon?
C-A-B-O-C-H-O-N.
Cabochon.
It's a talisman that you can affix to your shield. and you can activate it for a free action. The trigger for it is whenever you take damage from a physical attack while you don't have the affixed shield raised. What this does is you activate the shield and it lets you shield block, lets you use the shield block reaction even if you don't have the shield raised.
Oh, that's good.
So you can shield block without having, without needing to have your shield raised once. It's a one and done. This is a level 7 item.
God damn.
It's a pretty cool item.
Yeah, Timothy tosses this to you, Vesuviak, and it just says, payment for helping me not die. Also.
Yeah, I think and in order to affix a talisman, I'm not going to be all super nitpicky about it, but you would need somebody who is trained in crafting, which, who is Syl?
Yeah, I've got crafting.
Syl's played a game of two of crafting.
We could do it then where you, because just because of, it, like, in order for me to use this, I have to deliberately activate it, right?
For free. It's a free action to do it.
Is it a free reaction or a free action?
It's a free action, not a reaction. It's the free action.
So I have to do it basically to prepare for a strike that I think is coming my way.
No. No, it's a trigger.
It's just like a immediate. You can do it anytime.
It's like a it's like a free reaction, basically.
Okay, gotcha.
Think of it this way. If something triggers, you can say, okay, I'm going to use my talisman. And that allows you to use shield block.
Cool. Awesome.
Yep.
I think Syl needs to spend time with my shield anyway because it had some damage done to it.
Oh, yeah. And we probably need to sleep, or at least wait, sleep, full sleep. Yes. I mean, this room isn't great to sleep in with the dead bodies, but...
I'll rest.
Or we could sleep in the spiky room.
I think spiky room is probably the best
defensive position. It's got a door.
Position.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm fully out of heal spells, so...
I don't know. Does Vesuviak actually want to have another dream?
I might have to. Listen, it's a whole situation. I do know for sure I am going to use all three of my focus points I have to lay on hand Zomba.
Well, you spent two of them in that fight, so you only have one.
Well, I recovered him back by healing.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, while the party barricades themselves in the resin prison where the Shale Chargers once lived out their very starved existence, we are going to see you all next week because their party did not end tonight, and we hope your party doesn't end. Whew. That being said, we would surely appreciate it if you shared the podcast with somebody you think would enjoy it, because that is how podcasts grow. And we would like to grow our show. So if you enjoy it, share it. Word of mouth is key. And if you feel so inclined, we also have a Patreon. You can come check us out. We have two levels. $1 and up, basically pay what you want. And then a $5 and up, pay what you want, as long as it's minimum $5. The $1 will get you access to submit hero points. And the $5 will get you early access to all of our content. All right. And that's about it. So hope your party never ends, folks. See you later. See you later.
The Jewel of the Indigo Isles Adventure Path is copyright 2023. All logos, titles, and artwork are property of Skyscraper Studios and Roll for Combat and used with permission. Pathfinder is a trademark of Paizo Incorporated. The theme music is written and performed by Robbie Whiplash.